And joining us here this morning from Central Hudson, Joe Jenkins. How many customers does Central Hudson serve in the Hudson Valley?
We serve 315,000 electric customers and 90,000 natural gas customers.
315,000?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Jeez, what do you think of NYSEG in there? A hike.
It's tough for them, right? I can't speak to the why behind their rate increase, but I think what you see is a trend where, we mentioned it off air. Con Edison has a rate request out there that's around 20%. Our most recent rate increase, now I can tell you that we will not be in the requesting new rate increases game for several years now. Ours was on a typical electric bill about 3%.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yep.
No, we don't want no 30%.
I'll take the 3%.
We don't want no 30%.
In fact, I'll take the 0%.
Yeah.
There was a time where things were getting a little out of control.
Yes.
I mean, how do you explain something like this? Gasoline prices now are the lowest they've been in 4 years,
yep.
But natural gas and electric prices seem to be higher than they've ever been. I don't get it.
Yeah, and it's a number of things, right? Now, we just put out a graphic that is on everyone's bill this month that shows the breakdown of every dollar you give Central Hudson and where it goes. And the reality is about 42 cents out of every dollar you get goes to us running our operations as a business. And 58 cents of every dollar goes to paying taxes, to state mandates, to
state
supply
mandates.
Prices, yeah. to things like that. So, we've seen, and I think this is part of NYSEG mentioned this in their rate case, so I can say this. One of the things that they have to do is they recently passed legislation in New York State that said that utilities, specifically utilities, cannot have call centers that are outside of New York State. So now here at Central Hudson, we employ about 130 customer service representatives that work right here in Poughkeepsie. But we did have an overflow call center so that we could answer calls for basic information, things like that, on busy days, storms, things like that, so you could report outages. That call center was located in Florida for us. We're no longer allowed to have it there. So that's an additional $8 million that we have to spend to have an overflow call center in New York. Con Ed is going with a different approach, and they're requesting to hire an additional 200 people that would just be full-time employees. So when we talk about some of these legislation and these legislative matters that get passed, they have real-world consequences on your utility bill, and that's why we need to have good working relationships with our elected officials so that we can have these discussions before any consequences actually impact our customers.
Didn't they ask you guys before they passed it?
No.
Well,
of course not.
That would only be the common sense.
I'm talking about the state of New York here.
I mean, usually you would go to these people and say, here's our thing. What do you guys think of this? But instead, we'd say, here's our thing. You're going to do this. Wow.
Well, at what point, Joe, and I got this question from somebody out in the community, and I've been thinking about this. At what point is it cheaper to run your house on a generator with gasoline than paying Central Hudson?
That's a pretty damn good idea.
With gas prices lowest that they've been in 4 years, this gentleman asked me, he goes, it is getting to the point where it's cheaper for me to run my generator on gasoline than it is to pay Central Hudson or any of the public or any of the utilities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're doing as a company right now is, you know, it's only those 42 cents, but we're doing everything of every dollar you give us. But of that 42 cents, we're doing everything we can to really try and streamline our business so that it stays at that 42 cents. You know, like we said, a 3% increase for the next couple of years. We're just really trying to keep pace with inflation, but we still need to make those investments. We still need to comply with state laws. And so that's why there's that little bit of an increase there. One thing that's important for folks to know, too, when we're talking about affordability is that the federally funded Home Energy Assistance Program has been delayed. Enrollment in it was supposed to start on November 3rd. It is now scheduled to be November 17th, and that's the result of the federal shutdown. So really important program for our most vulnerable customers. They absolutely need it. And so we are working with our regulators to see what options are available out there. But, to your point, we gotta get people back to work, and we need to get these programs ramped up for the people who need it.
What if I need help with my bill and going into the winter, colder months. Do you guys have websites set up for anything? You can.
Yeah, and HEAP is generally the first stop for income qualified folks. But, you know, if you qualified for HEAP or any other federal assistance program, or if, you know, if you're someone who's just simply struggling to pay your bill because maybe you lost your job or you're furloughed, we urge you to call us. There are assistance programs that we do have available outside of the federally funded ones. And on top of that, we can put you on, if you did get a large bill, a zero interest, zero cost deferred payment agreement so that you would pay it off in bite-sized chunks over several months. There are a lot of options out there to keep your account in good standing. So we just urge you to reach out to us and we'll work with you.
All right. Good stuff, Joe.
Hey, Joe, keep up the good work communicating. You do a great job. And for all the companies out there that provide electric and gas, whether it be Central Hudson, NYSEG, O&R, Con Ed, I understand that the cards in New York State are stacked against these entities. The state legislation that has passed. If you want to know why we pay the highest energy prices in the United States, in New York State, look at the ridiculous legislation that has been passed over the past 6 years in New York State. And it's a fact. So we need to be in a position where people are able to afford to continue to live here in New York. And each and every year it becomes more difficult.
Hey, Joe, what's the outlook for winter? What are they saying?
Right now, it's historically speaking, we know that natural gas, the supply side of your bill, that's what we're talking about now, right? Not the delivery side that we control. Supply fluctuates from month to month. Generally speaking, natural gas, if you heat your home with it, that tends to go up a little bit in the wintertime because of demand.
Are they saying big winter, cold winter? What are they saying?
I haven't seen anything in terms of a long-term forecast that says it's going to be too bad. You know, like last winter, we had a really,
cold
really cold
hell.
January.
It was so cold.
Yeah, and that drove up natural gas prices a lot. So, you know, I haven't seen anything that says it's going to be that bad. So, we hope for a mild winter.
We haven't even had that much snow in the past year.
Old. Yeah.
Could this be the year we get pounded on with snow?
It's possible. Yeah.
No, thanks.
Somebody told me the Farmer's Almanac said we were supposed to get 100 inches of snow this year.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
That's what somebody told me.
Keep reading.
Yeah, I saw it on the internet. It must be true.
Oh, you saw it on TikTok. Well, that's true.
No, I don't want that much snow.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.